USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the two officers shot during last night's Breonna Taylor riot in Louisville are improving. The Democratic governor telling MSNBC he spoke with Major Aubrey Gregory and they made a connection talking about their children.
I did talk to a major, one of the law enforcement officers shot last night personally. Actually, he was doing really well, amazingly well, surrounded by his family and friends, and he thought he was going to get to go home.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there will be a peaceful and smooth transition of power after November's election.
There will be a smooth transition, and I believe President Trump will have a very good inaugural, and we will reunite this nation instead of radicalizing this nation.
The California Republican speaking during his weekly press conference. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The latest weekly job numbers are out. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them from Washington.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims last week increased slightly to 870,000 total. That was 20,000 more than what most economists were expecting. Wall Street's been lower since opening this morning following the release of that report.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is keenly focused on preserving the integrity of U.S. elections.
Americans must have confidence in our voting system and our election infrastructure, and that's why the security of our elections is and will continue to be one of our highest priorities.
Wray also telling the Republican-led Senate hearing that foreign interference will not be tolerated in November's national election. Wray also says a lot of the protests in the United States have been peaceful, but those who provoke or engage in violence will continue to be pursued regardless of ideology. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With flu season around the corner, many people are warning for a second wave of the coronavirus pandemic to take effect. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling NBC's Today Show what needs to be done to keep coronavirus cases at bay.
Well, I just want to make sure people remain vigilant with those individual behaviors, because we saw that in the South and Southeast, that when we, after Memorial Day week, we saw a consistent uptick in cases, regardless of when states had reopened or even if they had reopened. It was because of individual behaviors. We've all got to be vigilant because we're in a bridge period. Thanks to President Trump, we're in such a better place than we were 5-6 months ago. Just take 70-year-old and above individuals. 32% of them who got COVID in April would have perished. Now that's about 5.7%, a radical improvement in how we care for people. And we're on the verge now of FDA gold standard vaccines and monoclonal antibody therapies to help people. But we've got to get there in the weeks and months ahead by acting responsibly.
And finally, an airport in Finland has started using specifically trained pups to sniff out flyers who have COVID-19 to prevent them from boarding planes. Texas A&M veterinarian Dr. Lori Teller saying the use of dogs to detect coronavirus isn't strange because when we're sick, our bodies emit odors that dogs with hypersensitive noses can smell. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.